This morning we are joined by Eric Hansen, Notre Dame insider for the South Bend Tribune. Also does a lot of work on radio on WSBT AM 960 and WSBT FM 96.1. Eric, thanks for joining us this morning before practice. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Eric. Well, Notre Dame has a lot of guys that are going to be draft eligible and predicted to go in the top two or three rounds. I want to start with perhaps your most highly rated prospect, and that's Zach Martin on the offensive line. From the work I've done on him and from what I've read about him from other sources as well, he would seem to be one of the safest picks in this draft. You really know what you're getting in this guy, don't you?
You sure do. I mean, you've got a four-year starter who was unbelievably dependable in terms of health and in terms of performance. And, you know, just this last year, he went against some of the elite defensive ends in the country and really held up well against those. I believe in the last 2 years, he has given up one sack, and it was Everett Golson's first start in Ireland.
Wow.
In a miscommunication. So, you know, the knock against Zach obviously is the shorter arms and that he's 6'4", but, you know, wherever you put him on the line, he's going to perform for you.
You know, it's funny, the Giants drafted a player similar to him last year in Justin Pugh, who, like Zach Martin, played left tackle in college, took a lot of heat, wasn't exactly the physical specimen a lot of people want to have at left tackle in the NFL. Will Zach Martin, you think, have a pretty easy time either moving over to the right side or moving inside the guard if a team decides that's where he would want to go?
Absolutely. You know, I've talked to people that have seen him play guard, and he did very little of it at Notre Dame, but he certainly could do it. Actually, his little brother was recruited as a tackle as well, and he's Notre Dame's starting center now. I think Zach could even play there. So I think you're just, you know, even if you say this isn't the left tackle that we want, he's going to be able to fill out and be versatile enough to play anywhere for you.
How would he fit in, do you think, in an NFL locker room? Is he your classic blue-collar, lunch-pail offensive lineman type?
I think so. I mean, he was one of the most respected guys on Notre Dame's football team last year, and really the whole time he was at Notre Dame. I think he's a guy that's going to blend well with people from different backgrounds. I think he's a guy that you can count on to be, you know, a good citizen and so forth, and just get along with people. He's a good chemistry guy. And again, one of the reasons that they made it to the championship game in the 2012 season was his leadership.
Final question on Zach Martin, Eric. A lot of guys have trouble going from college to the pro level. Then again, you don't have many guys these days that are four-year seniors, started all 4 years in college. Do you think his transition is going to be pretty seamless?
I do, and I think, you know, a lot of people base that on how he did at the Senior Bowl. That's really when Zach's stock, you know, started to take off. Before that, a lot of people were looking at him as kind of a second-round type player, and what he was able to do at the Senior Bowl kind of combined with his tape has pushed him into the first round, if not the middle of the first round.
Well, you know what? I should ask you that then. I realize you're not one of these, you know, draft experts, draft guru type of guys that do mock drafts and all that. But compared to some of the other top tackles in the draft, the Greg Robinsons, the Jake Matthews, the Taylor Lewans, do you think he matches up well with those guys? Obviously, he doesn't have the measurables maybe, but as a football player,
right,
do you believe he is in those guys' class?
I do. I mean, he doesn't have their long arms. He doesn't have their length, you know, their height. I think he's a really good athlete. I think he's underrated as an athlete. But I could understand why people want to pick those guys because they say, well, he's taller. It's a safer pick. It's a prototypical what we want. With Brian Kelly, often he's got a prototype in mind. But if somebody jumps out at him with other skill sets, you know, he'll go outside of that. And I think you'll find teams that will jump outside and say, you know what, this guy can play left tackle. Let's take him.
We're joined by Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune. Does a great job covering Notre Dame. Joining us this morning on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Let's jump to another one of your players, and I'm going to jump to him because a lot of people believe the Giants will be in the market for a tight end in this year's draft. They have a relatively large-sized hole at that position. And Troy Niklas seems to profile as the type of tight end that Tom Coughlin would simply drool over. 6'6", 270, and everyone seems to think he's the best blocking tight end in this draft.
Well, Troy is an interesting guy because, you know, when he was a high school kid out in California, the final three teams for him were Stanford, USC, and Notre Dame, and they all recruited him at different positions.
Wow.
USC liked him as USC liked him as an offensive tackle. Stanford liked him as a tight end. Notre Dame liked him as an outside linebacker, and that's where he played as a freshman. But they saw the potential on the offensive side of the ball, and they said this could be an elite player on offense. So they flipped him to tight end. So he's only been playing tight end a couple of years. When he was in high school, he had to play offensive line just because he was one of the bigger guys, but he was athletic to play enough to play anywhere else. So, Troy, his first year at tight end, they played two tight ends a lot because they had Tyler Eifert, who was an All-American for Notre Dame and is with the Bengals now, and they would flex Tyler out wide and have Troy be the inline blocker and the inline guy. And then last year with Tyler not on the team, Troy got a lot more opportunities. But he's definitely more of your traditional tight end that lines up in line rather than flexed out. But he's got good speed. We haven't seen it in his combine or pro days. He hasn't run the 40 yet, but he does have good speed, and he is an amazing athlete. There was one practice, you know, they have those blocking sleds, and when we knew Troy was special, we saw him capsize the blocking sled a couple of times in a row.
Wow. Well, Eric, let me start with this first. Health-wise, I assume this is only a minor setback for him. I think he had, a hernia surgery, something like that. So I got to imagine he should be ready to go with the offseason program wherever he lands, right?
I would imagine so, you know, it kept him from doing anything at Notre Dame's pro day, which I think a lot of people were hoping that he would run the 40 there since he didn't run the 40 at the combine.
Right.
But the one thing you don't have to worry about Troy is his athleticism. They call him Hercules for a reason. That was his nickname. I think his best football is still ahead of him because, again, he's really only played 2 years at tight end.
Well, they call him Hercules. I got to imagine that he's probably a pretty strong guy. Would you agree with the assessment that he's probably one of the most NFL-ready tight ends in this draft from a blocking perspective? Is he going to be able to step in right away and help in the running game and help protect your quarterback?
I absolutely agree with that. You know, his first year at tight end, he had some rough days, not because he wasn't athletic enough, but because he didn't know what he was doing. And this is where Zach Martin comes back into it. He said Zach Martin, he credits him with really helping him settle in this year and become a dominant blocker because Zach was lined up right next to him often. And he really, you know, was able to have the mental part go with those breathtaking physical skills. So he became an elite blocker this year.
And you mentioned his athleticism a couple times during this interview, joined by Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune, covers the Irish for them. How does that athleticism translate to the passing game? We know he put up some good numbers. How explosive is he? Can he be a big play guy, or is he more of a, you know, big middle-of-the-field possession receiver type?
I think he can get deep on people. He's not Tyler Eifert. I mean, he doesn't have quite that speed, but he can get deep on you. And the other thing is yards after the catch. You know, when we used to watch him in practice, people weren't in a big hurry to come tackle him. And when they did, he usually dragged people into the end zone with them or dragged them to the first down markers. So he's a big physical guy that's going to kind of beat up defenders and get some yards after the catch. So, you know, I think that athleticism really comes into play in his passing game as well.
You know, there are some guys that have the size, you know, and he's 6'6", 270, like I said, at the top of this spot, but they don't play to that size. So you think Troy Niklas is really one of the guys that plays to those numbers and will be an imposing guy for, you know, safeties to try to cover and bring down after he makes catches?
I do. I mean, because he's got long arms to it. Brian Kelly uses the term catching radius, which sounds like a math class, but I would agree with that. He has a large catching radius. And again, just being so physically strong, it's just difficult to take him down, to bring him down. He drags defenders with him, and so it's going to be interesting to see. I realize the NFL's faster, the guys are stronger, but I still think Troy Nicholas is a very physically developed young man.
If there was one red flag with Troy Nicholas, what do you think it would be as NFL scouts take a look at his game tape this year?
I guess the red flag is, how versatile is he? I mean, can you split him out wide if you had played two tight ends? I don't think that's necessarily his game. I would think he is definitely your traditional tight end, that you're not going to be able to do some of the things that you could do, for example, with Tyler Eifert and some other tight ends in the league who are able to flex out. I just don't think that's in his game.
Very good. We're joined by Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune. Another guy predicted to probably go either early second round or late first round is Stephon Tuitt with the defensive lineman. And boy, talk about Troy Nicholas's size. How about Tuitt? For a defensive lineman to check in at 6'5", 304, that plays defensive end, I got to imagine he's a pretty physical and imposing force stopping that run.
He is, and he's another guy that's probably going to be a better player in the NFL than he was in college. He's actually dropped weight. He played around 327, 330
wow.
this year. And he needed to get down in the weight, but he is a big guy. I mean, when you see him, big hands, big arms, I mean, he's just physically very, very strong naturally, and then he works very hard in the weight room. So he's an imposing person. There's no question about it.
Yeah, finished his career with 21.5 sacks, second to Justin Tuck with his 12 sacks. In 2012 in terms of single-season rankings at Notre Dame. At that size, was he an imposing pass rusher? Did they put him out in right end and say, go beat this left tackle? Did he go play left end primarily? What was his role in terms of a pass rusher?
Well, they flipped him back and forth. He has a lot of versatility. Notre Dame, if you've seen them play, their base is a 34, but they're in the 43 a lot, especially on third down. They're probably about 45%, 43. But when they did that, they would put Stephon inside. They would bring their outside linebackers, and then they would pinch their defensive ends and put them inside. And they, I think didn't the Giants do that? Call it the NASCAR package.
Exactly.
They did that a couple years ago.
100%.
So I think that kind of is a similar concept to what they did with Stephon. There were times when Lewis Nix was injured early in his career, one of the other standout defensive linemen, and they had Stephon play nose. They also would have him play nose guard against the service academies because he was so disruptive with the option up the middle that that's where they really liked him. So I don't think he's your prototypical 4-3 defensive end, but he does a lot of jobs, and if you're in a 34, he is definitely the kind of defensive end you're looking for. I think he could play in the 43, especially at a lighter weight, but again, I think his magic is in the 34.
You know, at his size, he actually profiles perfectly as a 3-4 defensive end that plays, obviously, inside those tackles. That makes a ton of sense. But I got to imagine, too, as a 3-technique defensive tackle, with that athleticism and size in the 4-3, I'm not sure if he could hold up against the run for 60 plays in that spot, but I got to imagine that if he was to fit into the 4-3, you would see him more as a 3-technique defensive tackle than as a defensive end?
I think that would be a better fit for him. And again, you would get some great push up the middle with your pass rush, and you'd also have a guy that was very good against the run. And again, this is a kid that I think is only going to get better as long as, his health holds out. And that's really been the knock on Stephon, is that he's had some durability issues.
All right, there we go. We're joined by Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune, covers Notre Dame, does a great job. And I want to touch quickly on two other guys that are expected to go in the first couple days of the draft in the early rounds of day three. Lewis Nix, a lot of people predict him to be a first-round pick, 6'2", 330. So I got to imagine he projects pretty much as your classic line up over the center, draw that double team, and stuff the run time and time again type of guy.
He is, and he also is a guy, when he's at you know, his physical peak. He can, and he played injured all this last year. But if you saw his junior year film, you know, he is explosive up the middle. He can collapse that pocket. Teams would have to game plan around him. You know, Lewis didn't get the recognition the year that Notre Dame went to the national championship game that Manti Te'o and Stephon did. But Lewis was every bit as important to that run as those guys were. And Lewis has cut some weight. He played close to 350 in college, and he's 327, 330 now. So, you know, he's a little bit quicker right now. But for a guy that was that size, he had amazing stamina, and he had better movement than you would expect.
We're joined by Eric Hansman, the South Bend Tribune, and one of the other offensive linemen on this team that are supposed to get drafted in the middle rounds of this draft is Chris Watt, the guard, 6'3", 310, seems to have all the measurables. What's your rundown on Chris Watt? What does he bring to the table?
He's outstanding. He started for 3 years. He and Zach on the left side of the line, you know, they ran behind them a lot. He can run block. He can pass block. The thing that's been difficult for Chris is in the middle of last year, he suffered a PCL injury, and then late in the season, he had another knee injury that knocked him out for the last couple of games. So his fight during this prep time has been just getting healthy. He was not able to participate in the Senior Bowl, which he was invited to. He was not able to participate in the Combine much, but he was able to do a lot of the things. He's finally getting back into shape. He was able to do a lot of the things at his pro day. I mean, he's not a guy that, you know, was going to wow you. You see him get off the bus and you say, this is, wow, that guy is, I'm afraid of him. But I'll tell you, on the football field, he's very, very effective, and I think Chris Watt will do well with whoever picks him.
One last question for Eric Hansen. You can find him on Twitter, at HansenNDInsider, NDInsider.com, writes for the South Bend Tribune. Eric, one more thing. I want to jump back to Troy Nicholas for one quick second. Personality-wise, do you think he'd fit in a big city like New York? Would he have a problem transitioning to a big media market like that, or do you think he'd handle it okay?
I'd say yes and no. I mean, the one thing about playing at Notre Dame is you're used to the attention.
Right.
And you're used to, you know, 45 people showing up at every practice, and you know, after games, there's even more reporters than that, so you're used to it. New York City's, I think, a little bit chippier than the Notre Dame. I'm curious on how he would respond to criticism. You know, Troy has had such a standout career that he really was never criticized, and I don't know how that would go over. I'm sure that would be a little bit of an adjustment for him. I think he's a mentally tough kid, and he can handle it, but I also think there would be an adjustment period for that.
Chippy, a very diplomatic way to put it. I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks so much. Great information, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Good luck with spring practice, all right?
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem, Eric. Thanks a lot. That's Eric Hansen, covering Notre Dame for the South Bend Tribune. 201-939-4513.